Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're talking about Rob Portman in Ohio getting out of politics, even though he's one of their big stars, Republican, one of the ones they were touting for president in 2024. You are sitting ringside at history in the 1850s. If there was radio, which there wasn't, you would have been listening to radio about the formation of the Republican Party, culminating in Abe Lincoln being nominated in 1860. Now you are on the radio listening to the demise, the death of the Republican Party. It's going full frontal QAnon. Ohio fell. Arizona. Arizona has a Republican governor named Doug Ducey. He's right-wing. He's conservative on everything. The only thing where he tripped up with the QAnon werewolves is that he signed off on a certification that Joe Biden had won Arizona and therefore got their electoral votes. Why did he do that? Because Joe Biden did win Arizona and he did get their electoral votes. As a result, the chairwoman, QAnon chairwoman of the Republican Party in Arizona, Kelly Ward, censured him. Censured Cindy McCain, John McCain's widow, and censured Jeff Flake, their former Republican senator. Censured them. Censuring McCain in Arizona is like censuring a Kennedy in Massachusetts. What is this all about? Or La Follette in Wisconsin? She is nuts. She is right-wing QAnon, right-wing QAnon. She originally wanted to be in the Senate. She challenged Jeff Flake when he was a senator. The state party chose as an appointment Martha McSally, whom you will recall then lost in an election to Senator Sinema, present Democratic Senator Sinema. Why is any of this important other than the Republican Party is dying in Arizona the way it is in Ohio? It's important because Mark Kelly, the astronaut who just got elected, has to stand for re-election in 2 years, in 2022, i.e. next year, because he was running to fill out a term, not for a full six-year term. And everybody was afraid in the Democratic Party that Governor Doug Ducey, who was a fairly mainstream conservative, popular somewhat, and it used to be in Arizona, would run against him, be a tough race. Now it looks like Kelly Ward, one of the werewolves of QAnon, is the front runner for the Senate nomination. So you're going to have Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan in Ohio and Kelly Ward in Arizona. That is the death of the Republican Party in Ohio and Arizona. And is it only Ohio and Arizona, or am I missing something? Yes, I am missing something. Three people are not running for election this coming cycle who are moderate Republicans, not just Rob Portman. The other two are Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, a real moderate Republican, but he sees the handwriting on the wall. And the Pennsylvania Party, a large number of their legislators voted and complained that the certification was wrong, even though Joe Biden won that state and even though Joe Biden was born in that state near Scranton, Pennsylvania. He went to Delaware later in life, but Scranton, Pennsylvania. And they still knifed him. And Pat Toomey looked at this. He said, I can't go along with that. And in North Carolina, Richard Burr, now I'm no fan of Richard Burr, but he passes as a moderate because he's unwilling to say that Joe Biden's illegitimate. For that reason, that is his sin. And he cannot run again in North Carolina. Now, we're talking Ohio, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina. Are there any other states? Why, there are. It turns out there are. Oregon, Hawaii, and Texas. What? What you might say? Okay, let me go through it. The Oregon Republican Party put out word. Their position is that the insurrection on January 6th was a false flag operation like the Reichstag fire. That's what they said. They used that analogy. Now, the Reichstag fire, the Reichstag, this magnificent building, burned down, and the Nazis are suspected of having done it and then blaming their enemies and going after them. What Oregon's Republican Party is saying right now is that it was the Democrats that invaded that. The Biden people invaded the Capitol. Now, look at the video, guys. Look at these guys. Hang Mike Pence. Where's Nancy? Some of the anti-Semitic, racist tropes, the Confederate flag, what these people were saying. It's not only false, it's laughable. But that is the Oregon Republican Party. They've gone full frontal QAnon, because that is the QAnon position too. How about Hawaii? You think, oh, come on, Hawaii. Barack Obama was born in Hawaii. I mean, Hawaii. Really? Well, one of their principal Republicans there in the party is a Holocaust denier. A Holocaust denier. How's that possible in Hawaii? Why is that issue penetrated there? But it has. And in Texas, if you take a look at their logo, it has overtones of the QAnon logo and some of the messaging. They use some of the same words as QAnon. So you're talking about Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Oregon, Hawaii, and Texas. That's a pretty good cross-section of the United States. What you're saying is that moderate Republicans are no longer able to run. And I'm talking about conservative Republicans. When I say moderate, it's a joke. Moderate only in the sense that they believe in democracy and they believe in the peaceful transition of power. And if they lost an election, fair and square, they are not going to lie and say that the certification is illegitimate. If they can be conservative on everything else, but if they don't go QAnon, if they don't go conspiracy theory, they're toast. That is the end of the Republican Party. If that ever spreads to Wisconsin, it's already spreading here somewhat. If you take a look at some of the postings of some of the state parties, I told you up in St. Croix County in the Hudson area, what they posted. They finally got rid of the chairman. He had a post that said, if you want peace, prepare for war. They got rid of the guy finally, only because there was publicity, only because there was publicity. But there have been other postings in various northern counties. Wherever this spreads is the death of the Republican Party. The United States, people of the United States, we are not going to put up with a right-wing fascist QAnon party. Simple. End of story. And even the most biggest right-wing ideologues in the Republican Party, like Karl Rove, have said that. So stand by. Stand by. It's a very, very dangerous development, and you are sitting, and this is history in the making. Now, Georgia is a right-wing state. It just elected two Democrats, Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. It has a Secretary of State, Raffensperger, who is right-wing, and he is one of the ones that threw voters off the rolls. He's no good in many respects, but he's the one that stood up to Trump. Now he has death threats, and he's going to be vulnerable for re-election. And Brian Kemp, the governor down there, was called out by Trump. Trump said that he and Raffensperger should go to prison. Trump did. Trump is largely responsible for helping us elect two Democrats there. But where do they go from here in Georgia? Well, let me tell you something that you will not believe. You may know, I've said this before, they have a congresswoman named Marjorie Taylor Greene. In rural Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a QAnon proponent, and she simply, that's part of her message. She says it. She's quite upfront about it. And you think, okay, she's QAnon, full frontal QAnon. Bad news. It's a rural district in Georgia. Other than the QAnon stuff, how bad can she be? Well, she can be plenty bad. And here's what she just did. There's a right-wing nutjob named Alex Jones. You may know him. Alex Jones is a media guy who is beyond the pale. He's beyond right-wing. He's disgusting what he says. One of the things he says is that Sandy Hook, the massacre of first graders in Connecticut, where that guy comes in with a semi-automatic weapon and murders a big part of the first grade class guns them down, and staff, and staff. Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Alex Jones is right. Sandy Hook was staged, she says. Either nobody but got killed, or else they were killed by people on the left. Now, that causes unspeakable anguish for those parents. They say goodbye to their first grader, their seven-year-old. He or she goes off to first grade, is sitting in the classroom, and a gunman comes in and murders virtually the whole class. And one of the saddest and really pathetic and beautiful things I heard after that was somebody, I think, in the second grade who wasn't in the room, an eight-year-old, went up to one of the teachers and said, I'll protect us next time. I know karate. I'll protect us next time. I know karate. That is so beautiful and wonderful and profound and sad. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a werewolf of QAnon, a werewolf of QAnon. To mock the deaths, the murders of seven-year-olds, and say that Alex Jones, who came up with the idea, is right, is beyond disgusting. There is a movement in the House to expel her from the House, and not just for this, but a lot of her other QAnon statements. And they're going to take a very close look at what she said about encouraging or collaborating in the insurrection. That's under investigation. There are no hard facts on that yet, but that is being investigated. If there's any basis for expelling her, she is a tumor, a malignant tumor, a wound, a sore that has no business, absolutely no business, absolutely no business being in the Congress of the United States. That's Georgia. And one reason why I think that Brian Kemp may not run for Senate and may not run for re-election, and we'll see, he could prove me wrong. If the President Trump says you belong in jail because you certified the election, Marjorie Taylor Greene is popular in Georgia by saying what she did about Sandy Hook. No decent human being can stay in the Republican Party in Georgia. We're coming up on a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.